Hi, I'm Draven, the Mighty Ferris.
Okay, so that's it. Okay, I'm Forward, a canine that's not a dog or a wolf. Next.
Wait, who's next? I'm next? No? No, I don't think I am.
Hyper. What? Hyper, you're next.
Oh, I am?
Let's go.
I'm Hyper, I'm a fox, I guess, because it's my name. I just built myself off this island.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zai, and I just happen to be a Charmander.
That's really good. And now you make Silverfang X just a wolf fox.
And my name is Trent. I'm a Dragalupin, a wolf dragon hybrid cross.
And I'm Zephyr. I am a husky.
And welcome to Furry Talk.
Furry Talk, yay!
So that was the first time we were supposed to talk about
it. Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh yes, the word fluff.
No.
Okay, so fluff, I guess, to start this off, as I guess I'll go
first. My word. My word.
Dre originally invented it, and since then we have spanned off, and we've been trying to spread that around as the word of fluff, which is the furry act of, well, furry masturbation.
Yes, it's snapping, but it's
I not. I came up with the idea! I came up with the main concept!
I wasn't here that time, so I can't say anything.
That too.
That brought around the whole cloud of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, and I think the whole fandom needs to adopt this. I think it's a fun word. It's better than fapping.
Fapping, because hence...
Yeah,
it's really just keep using it, but for us,
fur is... Fur cannot make a sound when it gets hit on other fur.
Yes, so... I like how most people think it's just sex creep things. This actually isn't. This has actual.
This has actual logic.
Exactly.
Yes. Plus, technically, when you're doing that, you're technically fluffing the fur. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway,
on to the next thing.
That's crazed by that. We throw off.
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
The Fluffhouse, which is the account that all of this is being put on. The Fluffhouse. So, anybody
yes,
care to start off
us.
Describing that?
Well, it's Zeph's idea. Give him. Take it over.
Zeph, you take this over.
Okay, basically, it's gonna be like a Big Brother, but with furries. It's, all of us are gonna be in one house, and we're just gonna have fun, and yeah, lots of stuff is gonna happen in the comic, believe me.
Yes.
I got some free time. Like, after my surgery. So, I got some time to start on the first 3 or 4 pages of it. So, look for updates when you get the chance. I may upload it on Twitter or something so you guys can follow it.
Matter of fact, we might even be able to talk to Frag to see about going about making a website, just like he did for Silver's comic. Not Another Sunday. Not Another Sunday, by the way. For anybody who is listening to this.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Next topic.
We're going through these pretty quick. Okay.
Friends
or TV. This is gonna take a while because.
Oh god.
This is more of a pet peeve than anything because I hate how like newscasters and the general public only find the worst of us.
This is gonna
and
be
only the worst of us.
CSI.
I was supposed
yes,
to say, this
CSI.
Was going to seem like a stupid thing to mention, but the CSI episode.
Well, yeah, everybody
I myself
has...
Have
oh, CSI. I mean, that's a horrible
it's
word.
It's just one side by story.
I know, and I was... I cringe every time I hear that word. Scritching is...
I've seen that episode, and judging from like the way everybody's been talking about it, I'm glad I haven't.
Yeah, it's a bad portrayal. Same with the new musical that is supposedly coming out called Yiff. They're also taking the bad side of it, the extremist side.
That's like you can't really say that our combo right now about this is really like one sided because everybody else wants to take a negative approach to us. So why can't we take a negative approach to that?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's everybody else stands up for their rights. Why can't we? So. Yeah.
This is our time to strike.
It's like,
power,
it's
power,
power, power. Rise up.
No, let's not go that far, people.
Yeah, this is only the first podcast.
Yeah, let's not start a riot. Let's start a riot.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Okay. So, what's next on the agenda?
Hey, I'm not done. I'm not done.
I'm not done.
Not done, Mabel. Don't leave yet.
Okay.
Yes, no. No, if anything, if you see those sort of things going on, go to VerCons, at least for the lighter side of us. If you see newscasters there, go up to them. Show them the lighter side of the furry fandom. That's all I ask of people.
Even though
that's
you pretty much have to lure a newscaster to one of those.
Hey, what? Here's something interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, like all they report is like that we're gay, and then all you get is the fursuiters. You don't get like the lighter side of stuff, even though the lighter.
That's like anybody who isn't normal. Like anyone who isn't by society's definition normal always gets portrayed as.
Yeah, they try to find the harder.
They find the harder side.
The Richard Kimmel show did a piece on us as well. That's a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
I for some reason, I found it funny at the like people I saw there. Especially that one girl. Anyway.
We haven't heard anything from Sire forward, so.
I know, you guys need to speak up.
You guys want
to
say anything?
Yeah, come on, you're in this too. Speak up.
Okay, I would. But see, Draven and Zachary just keep on. I'm so loud.
Okay.
I tried to say something, you guys go, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Alright, we'll be mimes. We'll be mimes, you got the floor.
Okay.
Oh, screw you. Zip. I ain't talking about anything, you said everything already.
No, come on, I had something to talk about the stereotypes or something that...
We're not doing that yet.
And
what you want to add about any topic we talk about.
Dog.
No, but that also ties in with what we're talking about, because how people generally see how we're portrayed as because of what some of those people do. We have the furries who just completely act exactly like the stereotypes that people think us to be, and that portrays to everybody else how we act, but that's not.
We're not all the same. We all have different things that we do. I don't know. We're all different in some way.
And some of us are just plain weird.
we're not discriminating, though.
It's all in good fun. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's we're not discriminating for anybody who is listening to this and possibly is interested.
Into that sort of thing. Everybody thinks
we're very open.
Yes.
All right.
Think something's weird. You guys may think our things are weird. Like, I don't mind saying that I'm a furophile.
Yeah, like, one of the upsides to being furry is you're very open-minded. You can't really discriminate against somebody because you are something that a lot of people discriminate against, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot of that floating around in the furry world right now. Furry shouldn't be treating other furs like shit. The drama needs to stop, people. Come on.
It's not really
I think that's why the fandom was created, was to get away from such things.
Yes, it's a fandom. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fans do and hang out together.
Fun things.
Yeah, you're not supposed to cause trouble for one another.
If anything, our group should be the one of togetherness and peace. Peace, people!
But we're not at all pacifists.
No.
Yeah.
What's a pacifist?
Piss us off, we'll look at here.
Pacifists are people who don't like violence and that.
Yeah.
You don't like violence?
Bomb.
They're the people who try to stop the fights, and rather than
play a violent MMO.
But sometimes you gotta end the fights with violence.
Yes.
Sometimes.
For example, Canada. Ye old Canada is a good example.
Come on.
We're like everybody's little brother, and we're the scapegoat, and we don't give a shit.
Exactly. and just to clarify, people, Canada does have guns, just as an FYI for those people who think they don't.
Like I said, we're like the world's little brother. We get the hand-me-downs. Whatever you guys don't want.
Bam. We're going back to our topic now. We're talking about
Canada. Yeah, we're digressing. This is about furries and what we are.
Yes.
No okay. Canada.
So we went furries on news and TV. We went through stereotypes.
A little bit.
A little bit, not all the way, though.
Yeah, we just kind of grazed the topic.
Okay, for...
This is a Silver's topic. Let her talk about it.
Yes.
Silver. We haven't heard from you yet.
Sorry that I haven't spoken up. I've been just kind of chatting with my friend Falk, who's right now trying to recover from an attack.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Those who don't know, a Falk is... Silver, you can explain this. If you wish.
Oh, you want me to explain? Sure, I guess I can go ahead. My friend Paul, who is a furry, actually told his friends, because they called him on the phone, they asked him what he was doing, he told them he was being honest, then they turned against him. How nice of that to happen. That's got to be like the worst friends ever to have. And then one really sad thing is that they trash his house after him and his mom leave to do food. And then they trash his car, trash his bike, leave him a nasty note, and he had to call the cops. Well, mainly his mom had to. And just last night, someone tried to kill him, but he actually took action and actually broke the guy's arm so that he wouldn't actually do that kind of thing. His mom called the cops on him, and right now that guy who tried to attack Falk is pretty much in prison. And he wants out. He's facing a lot of trauma right now. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that the outside world creates some of the drama as well.
That just shows that hate is, like, spurred on by people just trying to be different.
Exactly. Yeah. See, there's enough hate coming from the outside world. Why add it from the inside as well?
Yeah.
I mean, this world is nothing but hate. I mean, like, if people were more open-minded, this world would be way better. Cause,
oh, yeah.
Like, hate spurs everything that's basically horrid in this world.
Has anybody read what,
That's kind of like when you see a person steal something from somebody is because they hate seeing the other person have something that they don't. So they try to steal it from them.
Well, some people just do because they enjoy it. Some people are just sick. And it's a sad truth that we all must face.
Well, let's get away from the emo topic, okay?
Yeah, we're not.
Did anybody read what Josh Fragg said?
Stereotypes that most furries are.
F Chan to make threats to furries every time they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still going back to the old topic that we don't want to talk about anymore. So.
Okay. So another thing about stereotypes about furries is that a lot of people think furries like bestiality.
Yeah.
Also, yes. They're all sex-driven.
That is, that's, like, completely not true. Like,
yeah, that's not.
Some of us are not. Some, maybe even those of us, are still virgins. Except me.
I'm proud of my virgin.
Hey, Dre. Hey. What? Hey.
Yeah?
Why you have to say that?
Say what?
You ruined Expert's dreams.
Okay, so.
I'm proud of my virginity.
Hey, at least I practiced for you.
TMI. Okay. Okay, so, sure, we do.
Oh, thank God, you weren't here a couple nights. Anyways.
Sure, we love animals a lot. Like,
we are
here for them.
But not
in
that sense. We don't
love them. There are some of us that have.
We don't love them to the extent of want to have sex with them.
Because
actually, Sally is frowned upon a lot of furries. I'm not saying all, but a lot. Just like how real fur being used frowned upon. Almost the exact same thing.
That's like the eco piece, you know?
And the reason why we're into furry fandom is because furries are anthros, which is animals with a characteristic of a human being.
Also, being a furry, like, people in the fandom are more open-minded, if you talk to anybody outside of the fandom about anything, like if you have a problem or something, they'll be frowned upon. So, it's human nature to try to find someone who will accept you for who you are. And the furry fandom is one of the most accepting fandoms out there to anything that you may say.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you can have any sort of weird fetish you want. And we'll be okay with it.
I mean, there's some of them that are so weird that, like, I've never even heard of them before, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, I know. And there's always new ones coming out every day. It's like, wait,
you're into
what?
That stuff, you know? Like, okay.
Like, sneezing fetish. Yeah. I found that out a while ago. Like,
two weeks just don't, whatever gets you off. It doesn't bother me.
That's like Trent. He has a fetish with wings.
Yeah, really? it's odd. Just wings instantly make a picture win, and I swear if they ever did make a fetish with wings, I 99% chance would be the first person in that.
Or you could be the one to create it. Go. That's it's all him. Yours. You're the first one. Go, 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 go.
And with Dre.
I'm the pioneer.
And with Dre and me, War.
For
and with
feeling.
Dre, you know, he likes Micro.
Micro, too. Well, Micro kind of goes along with War, doesn't it?
Yeah, but like,
Hyper. Hyper's Paws, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, paw fetish.
Leave me my paws alone.
No, we're not ragging. We're
not ragging on you, man. Just pointing out that everybody has their own thing.
Yep. I don't know what Silver's is, or, well, Psy is definitely Pokemon, so that's not really a fetish, it's just
well,
like...
Well, Psy is a macro. Psy's
oh, yeah, he's macro for...
Yep.
Silver has a silver fetish.
Love anything that glitters.
Zelda fetish.
I know it would suck if she was allergic to Silver. I'm allergic, but why do I love it so much?
Silver, here's Silver Fang. I got you a Silver Fang necklace.
All I'm going to say is that my fish is just illegal, so I'm going to keep it at that.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything about yours.
What is it?
Okay, after this,
I'm going to type it.
I'll tell you after the podcast, or I could type it.
Yeah, I want to find out what like, it is later on. Not right now, later on.
Sure, what is... Yeah, I was kind of into that for a little bit, but to each his own, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, let's not let that slip. Okay, next topic.
To the extreme.
So, yes, next topic was the artist spotlight. Which,
yeah.
Maybe if we're lucky enough, this will actually be, like, a continuous thing through other podcasts.
I vote we spotlight Silver.
Yeah, Silver, are pretty much up and coming.
Yeah, Silver is an awesome artist. She's getting very good with her pictures.
She's getting really good. All of us consider you good. You know, you're really good.
You should check out her recent
since you don't really know anybody right now, and this is the first podcast, we'll be looking through it during the week, and then maybe next week we'll have someone who actually deserves it.
Exactly, and...
I actually know one person that's not in one of the podcasts that's actually really good.
Oh, well then, say a name.
Yes, it's not just Silver, it is X Silver Fang X. So you guys know, so you don't just look for a Silver, it is X
Silver Fang.
Yes.
Okay, so for my upcoming artist thing, there's this person named Loki Fox. It's capital L-O-K-I dash capital F-O-X. And he does one of those pencil sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And he only draws boys, but damn, he's good. And he would like to get more friends and more watches because he's really friendly. So go there if you feel like it and give him some more loves.
Yeah.
Maybe he would like to be interested in joining Fluff House, if you ask
bum, bum.
I mean, we're still accepting members, you know? It's just us right now.
Yeah, if you want to be in the Fluff House, contact Cypher. Uh-oh, you're going to get flooded.
Yeah, you can pretty much find me on my my FA page. It's just Cypher, X-E-P-H-E-R 777, divine number. But just
supposed to be
look
lucky.
Me up. Just look me up. Yeah, it's lucky too, because I'm really lucky. I find money on the floor all the time. I probably found about, I probably
what,
found
like a
about,
penny or something, huh?
Found about $200 in the past month.
Oh, that's cool.
But,
Trent. Oh, yes?
Is Eddie time?
Oh, no, not just Eddie. Okay, before I'd like to also, put a shout out, well, not show, but like, up and coming artist thing I mentioned for, one of my friends who did my, icon on, FA for Affinity. He did my paw icon. His name is, okay, I'm gonna apologize now because I have lousy pronunciation for, names like this, but it's, Kamori, Getsui, I think, K-U-M-O-R-I, G-E-T-S-U-E-I. He's a really good artist. He's starting to get better. He does mostly femi characters, like femboys, boys, whatever. He does them very nice. I like them. And he also did my pie icon. So if you ask him, I'm pretty sure he'd even make one for you too, guys. Anybody who's listening or anybody here. Hyper.
yeah.
That's all I have to add because I just wanted to put a shout out for him.
Yeah, and the producer's probably going to yell at me if I don't... Say, what he told me to say about the Gassetti time. Yes, for any of you out there who don't know, it's Ragnarok Online, which is a very fun game if you want to try it out. Best server on the NES, RebirthRO.com. Check it out. Join up. Hit me up if you want. Just spam my...
And if you ever get me in a party, don't go to Ice Caves level 2 or 3. Gazettis will slaughter you.
Yes, they're attracted to Trent, and they will hunt you down.
Attracted to me like rats to cheese. Although they probably actually aren't. It's just something I thought would make sense. Sorry about
or
that.
Or a gay man at a boner convention.
What?
I said a gay man at a boner convention.
What
he said? Didn't even have those boner conventions? If not, we should smoke.
We don't know.
Who's got the biggest boner contest? There you go. Okay, let's get off that subject.
Yes, that's
before that goes too deep.
Yeah, TMI, man, TMI.
Hey, that's my line.
I know, I just felt like saying that because you didn't say it.
Dang it. Alright, so will this wrap everything up now?
Well, I don't know. Wait, is there anything else we ever wanted to talk about before we go tonight?
Can we just, like, randomly talk?
If you want to get good with digital art, get a tablet. Big suggestion, if you haven't already thought about getting a tablet, get a tablet. It helps a lot.
Shut up. I want this tablet.
No, I'm suggesting to anybody. Anybody who's listening to
this. You lose your pen, but you can always buy a new one.
Yeah.
Speaking from personal experience, hey there, Hyper?
Be quiet.
Anyway. Also, I'm guessing this is going to show up on FA, so if you guys have any suggestions, comments, anything you want to hear, what we should talk about, leave it to us, because pretty much this is every topic we've talked about tonight is out of our ass. We want to make this longer, and things.
You can also find our links on the profile page. You will see the links with the pictures and whatnot on there, so if you want to talk about
it.
If you want to talk to one of us specifically, just message us, note us, give us a shout, whatever.
Oh, wait, can I make one real quick artist shout-out really quick?
Sure.
It's not me. All right, I also want to vote for Xana.
Yes.
Dr. X.
Yes. I feel like I'm pronouncing your name properly. Yes, X is very good. I'm kind of sucky right now at describing things, considering I'm at 1,500 submissions behind everything. So, I let my FA account go. So, if you want me to check out a submission specifically, send me a link would be most preferable. If you're gonna want to message me, send me a note or whatnot. I get to those right away. It's the submissions that I have troubles with.
Yeah, I'll be happy to hear from anybody at this point.
Don't touch me, I hate you all.
And if we're going to do shout-outs, DK Dragon is my FA.
Yeah.
All in word, little case, hit it up.
Yeah, my name... Oh, wait, everybody else, I'll say mine last.
Alrighty. I'm done.
Me too.
So we have nothing else to talk about. We got no interesting topics.
Wait, I have one person. Actually, this person.
Hi. Oh, wait, Sai. You gotta talk more, buddy.
I have to be quiet, huh?
More. Yeah. Add your two cents in on about anything we've talked about. Let's hear the word of Sai.
Yes.
Not really. You guys have covered most of it. I've just been...
Sai, word of the day.
What?
Passive observer.
Word of the day.
Like, word of the day.
Size word of the day. What's
the
size
the word of the day is smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord?
Okay. That's Sai the Charmander. Just so everybody knows, Sai the Charmander, the macro Charmander, that is awesome.
Hello.
Smorgasbord. Why don't we do a Pee Wee Herman with this thing, too? Instead of screaming every time you hear the word smorgasbord, get that this thing I slap somewhere. Doesn't matter where, it could be on the hand. Wrist, ass, face, doesn't matter. Just give him a slap.
Wrist, ass, face.
Let's put your dad in the face. Dad, for him.
So, slap her dad. Smorgasbord. God damn it, slap.
Since it seems like this podcast is coming to a close, I guess I'll mention my account now. It's Trenton, capital T R E capital T, then lowercase R E N T O N, Trenton, exactly the way it's spelled, pronounced, I guess. Whatever.
This is probably going to show up on the comment page anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but if it's on iTunes, there's no comment page, so just think.
Touché.
Yeah. So yes, this is for this is all of us from FA, and we're currently on Skype right now talking to you guys. So we're talking to each other through this.
And I swear to God, for
we like to do guest spots too. So hit us up on Skype.
Yes,
hit me.
We'll the same thing. Later on, we'll talk about our Skype names.
So
this was fun.
Next,
yes, it was actually.
Cue sexy outro.
A what?
Cue sexy outro. Move your dead bones.
Oh, I got
oh, God,
perfect,
no.
I got a perfect one. I got absolutely perfect one.
everybody
get out.
Saxophone. Everybody get into this. This is our
get into the pink thing song.
This could be like the blooper reel right here. Just keep it going, I guess.
Pretty much.
Okay, ready? And... Okay, are y'all done? Are we done?
Yes.
I don't know. Did everybody post their...
We all didn't say our profanity account name.
Okay, everyone just
profanities. How do I say my money? Has that little minus sign in it.
My sign, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So Trenton said his FA account, and
Dre said his.
And we already explained Silver Fangs account.
Mine is Sai the Charmander, no spaces.
And it's S-A-I, kind of like the paint tool, but he's not, he came up with this name before the Sino.
Not a paint tool.
Exactly. His name was completely original. The paint program stole his name. Copyright infringement.
Oh, Sue.
That's a joke, just by the way, for anybody who made the program. That's just a joke.
Oh, come on, you're too apart. Screw you, whoever.
Exactly. It's an inside joke. It's not right, actually lawsuit crap. We're sorry if we insulted you.
Right.
Paper, your turn.
Now that we're done being wussies, Silver. Oh, wait, no, who?
Paper, he needs to say his FA account.
Oh, yeah, Hyper, go.
Okay, my FA account is Hyper with a minus sign, Fox, E3.
Okay, well, mine's forward. It's F-O-U-R-W-A-R-D.
And we have the person who is recording this right now.
Josh, our magnificent producer.
Yes, we have Frag, Josh. Give me a minute. I'm looking for his name right now because I fail to remember how it's spelled. RevyFan86. All lowercase, R-E-V-Y-F-A-N, and then 86. And that is his FA account, for affinity account, as with everything we've mentioned here.
Kudos to him.
Yes, this all goes to him because he is the producer, manager, recorder. Oh, he's pretty much everything here.
Help us get off the ground, people.
Our podcast name is The Fluff House. On Fur Affinity Innate, on Fur Affinity, the profile name is The Fluff House, if you wish to look into it.
Well, there's going to be very tight, but The Fluff House works too. I love that. Okay. First one, allowed to do that. Let's do it!
And this has been Furry Talk.
Yes. On The Fluff House.
On The Fluff
House. Thank you for listening.
Thank you all so much for listening.
The furry fandom. On the lighter side.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Trenton. Yes. Trenton, do you know what's funny?
Bing bong.
Non-furries.